Ephesians chapter 6 will again cover the, go along the same line of the theme of Vacation Bible School. And I met with actually a couple this week, several individuals, and talked to a couple individuals, just going through tough times. And we live in a day, and they have for, you know, since Christ came, a day of troubles and trials. You know, the Bible says, in this world you shall have tribulations. Jesus said that. Paul said, such as is common to man. And I tell you, when we face these trials, when we face the various aspects that life tosses us, whether it be our flesh or Satan or the world, we must be prepared and put on the whole armor of God. And I think tonight you'll see that once again. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, notice that again. You ought to just, again, every time the Bible says wherefore or therefore, always stop and pause and say, what happened previously? He's saying, hey, be strong. Put on the whole armor of God. And wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, verse 13, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And I'd have you, if you haven't done so already, I've touched on this before several years ago, but you ought to underline that phrase, in the evil day. Withstand in the evil day. Withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Let's pray. Lord, bless us tonight. Bless the reading of Your Word. Help us, Lord, to see the truths of the passage and, Lord, to put on the armor of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, Ephesians was written by Paul as he was in prison, probably even chained to a Roman guard, or at least a Roman guard there close to him. As he's thinking about salvation and the life that we live, he's comparing it here to a soldier and to fighting. And as he has done with various other illustrations, such as the race and fruit and these comparisons and wonderful illustrations he gives us. He talks about, again, in verse 10, that be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You can't live the Christian life in your own strength. And it's something that not only when we accept the Lord as our Savior, that God gives us. He gives us those tools and things we need to walk and to do right and to live right and to live righteously. But it's something we have to come to the end of ourselves and understand we can't do it. And we can't live the life that God intended for us to live without Him. And so we went over that. We talked about again last Sunday night about the next verse. But put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And again, we must understand the Bible is our intelligence book on our enemy. If you're going to fight a war, you need to know who your enemy is. Right? Like, our government can't really figure out who their enemy is right now. That's kind of their problem. I can tell you what it is, but it's pretty simple in my mind. But they're still having a tough time with it. And so, because they got to be politically correct. But you need to know who your enemy is. Your enemy is the Satan. Your enemy is the flesh. The enemy is the world. And so you have these enemies working. You know, our old flesh craves things. It's selfish. It wants things. And so we fight against that flesh. The world entices us and says, hey, come, you can have all the fun you want. And then the Satan again using his wiles. And we went over that again. Satan's wiles, his trickery, his deceitfulness. And he'll do anything he can to discourage you and frustrate you and confuse you. He'll do anything he can to help you to succumb to doctrinal errors. I mean, he'll get you listening to the radio or the TV and somebody who's a smooth talker on TV or radio and all of a sudden you're listening to him or her and as you're listening to him you say, hey, that kind of sounds right. Even though you were taught otherwise, right? But you say, hey, that sounds good. And then you began to suck that doctrine in. And boy, be careful. I always line up with Scripture, amen? And I always say, if something you were taught as a kid or something you were taught growing up, and I grew up in church, if there's something taught contrary to that, don't give up so quickly. Don't just give it up. You know what I'm saying? Don't just... I've told you before, I like reading. And when I read a book, no matter what book that is, because I don't read a lot of fiction books, I read a lot of books about the Bible, books about books, and so forth. When I read those books, I read with a closed mind. I don't read with an open mind. People say, well, you ought to have an open mind when you read a book. No, I'm not doing that. I know what I believe. I know why I believe it. I want to read the book and see if it helps enforce what I believe and why. Now, if it does pique my interest in something that may conflict with what I believe, then I'm going to go get the Bible. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find out what the Bible says. Amen? But I'm just not for a man that may run 20,000 or a man who may have a large church or may have a great following. I'm not going to give up what I believe simply because he says so. Amen. Right? And the Bibles are our place to get our doctrine and so forth and so on. You say, well, he's a good man and he preaches well and he's a good talker. I mean, that's what the devil, he's an angel of light. He's deceitful. And in these last days, the Bible talks about they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We have a lot of that going on today. And there's a falling away today. So don't just give yourself over to any fables, or don't be swayed so easily. Don't give up on what you believe so easily. And I'm telling you, you need to be able to stand in that evil day. You know when that evil day is going to be there. That's what we're going to preach tonight. I'm getting ahead. But the devil is our enemy. The world is our enemy. The world system is our enemy. And this old flesh, I briefly mentioned about the wrestling and how, as a kid, our dad wrestled with us. I mean, that was one of our big things. Dad enjoyed wrestling, and I enjoyed wrestling with my boys. There in that verse it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Notice the ranking here. And again, I want to remind you that Satan, though he is not omniscient, that means he's not all-knowing, and though he's not all-powerful, and though he is not God, he is not supreme, but he is powerful, and he is organized, and in his ranks are many angels who are organized into a way in which he can influence people and know what's going on of every one of us. I believe that. I believe that. He has a complex system of a wicked angelic army that he has organized not just to fool around, but organized to defeat you and me and to defeat this church. Hello? He hates us. And so he is... I believe the Bible teaches, and I know the Bible teaches, that if we're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and everything about Him, and the Bible speaks of the devil and everything about him, you can't just believe in the Lord and not believe in the devil. He is just as real. The devil is just as real as the Lord is. Now, the Lord over here, He's all-knowing. He knows everything. He's all-powerful. The devil, again, is accountable to the Lord because he's created by Him. That's why the devil can't stand that. And in pride, he fell. But he's highly organized. And so when you think about things going on in your life, when trials and things come into your life, I absolutely think the first thing you need to do is do introspective. When trials and things come into your life, the first thing you should do is say, Lord, is it me? Amen. That's exactly right. When these things come our way, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What's going on in my life? Is there sin in my life? And then, trials don't just come because of sin. Trials come because God's receiving glory from it. He's molding us and shaping us in His image. And so, as you think about that, you say, is this the influence of something outside of myself? You know, a lot of our wounds are self-inflicted, right? But so many of our wounds are not. And so we must understand we're not just fighting this old flesh, and we're not just fighting the world system. But there's a devil, and he's got fiery darts, and he's going to throw them at you, and he's going to find your weak spot. He's going to find that sin that so easily besets you. He's going to attack you in any way possible to defeat you, and you must remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Again, the devil's not someone who can be defeated by wrapping him up and tossing him on the ground. Right? I can do that with my older brother. Though he is getting bigger. He used to be really skinny. You know, my brother used to be about 6 foot tall. Used to be like 150 pounds. Now he's about like 220. He's really hard to pick up now. But I can still whoop him. That's the main thing. And so The devil is out to defeat us, to enslave us. As we look at verse 13, I just want to give you a couple of points here. It says, therefore, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against our enemy is Satan. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God that what? You may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. The evil day. Note the emphasis again. Anytime the Bible says something twice. Wherefore. In other words, take special attention. Put on the whole armor of God. Putting on the whole armor of God is your choice. Put on the whole armor of God is my choice. It's my choice to wake up in the morning and read the Bible. God is not going to make me do it. It's my choice to develop that relationship with the Lord. It's my choice to put on the belt of truth, to tell the truth. It's my choice to take the shield of faith. Faith overcometh the world. It's my choice to take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and use that to battle Satan. Those are my choices. And those should be made today. The days are evil, Ephesians 5:16. Look there. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Look at 5:16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We live in an evil day. We live in a day in which so many things are going on around us, immorality and temptations. This evil day, talking about verse 13 now, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. We live in an evil day. That day, what evil day? Any day it could be. The trials and temptations we go through every day. Any moment we face the temptations and trials. What I'm trying to get across is, why does it say here, why didn't it just say stand? Why didn't it just continue to say stand? Put on the whole armor of God and stand. Why does it say stand in the evil day? Because there is a day in which you better be ready to stand. I'm talking more than just stubbing your toe. More than just I had a bad hair day. I'm talking about an evil day. I'm talking about a decisive day in your life in which the devil's going to seek you out in a weak moment and try to destroy your life. And what I'm saying is, every day is evil. That day could be today. Again, I'm not talking about your child comes home with a bloody nose. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that being the evil day. I'm not talking about small, trivial. Child coming with bloody nose may be trivial. I'm talking about the evil day. That day in which the devil thinks in his mind or in his way that he is going to defeat you and enslave you and take you out. I believe that's the emphasis here. And what I'm saying is you do not know when that day is going to be. You don't know. You don't know if when you got up this morning that you're going to get a phone call that one of your loved ones has passed away. You don't know those things. You don't know that when you walk into your office or walk into your job that maybe the day that you lose your job. And you don't know the day that may be evil. You don't know the day that you may be tempted by a person of the opposite sex to commit adultery. You don't know when that temptation is going to come many times. And what the Lord is saying here, what Paul's saying here is put on the whole armor of God. Take the armor of God. Get up and take that helmet of salvation you've been given at salvation and put the shoes on of the gospel of peace. By the way, we should put our shoes on the gospel of peace, be ready to witness to anybody all the time. Amen? We should put those shoes on. The best way to defeat Satan is just to witness to people. Hey, you want to be happy in your Christian life? Witness to somebody. It'll give you joy beyond all belief. It's amazing. I mean, to me, it's powerful in my own life when I get to lead somebody to the Lord. Take that shield of faith and read your Bible. How do we get the shield of faith? By reading our Bible and God growing our faith. Blessed, prayed of righteousness. Living righteously. Living right. Doing right. Belt of truth. I think they've done pretty well illustrating that. And you know, just being honest and truthful in everything we do. All of those are defensive weapons. All of those are there to help with the attacks that we receive from the devil and from the old flesh and from the world. And those are defensive weapons to help us in all these areas. But then the Bible says, take that sword, the Word of God. And as Jesus battled Satan there in Matthew chapter 4 when he was tempted or tested of Satan. And as he took that word of God and he quoted it back to Satan, he quoted the word of God to Satan, so should we be ready to defeat Satan by way of the word of God. In other words, there should be verses hid in your heart. There should be some verses you've memorized that you can quote to Satan when he attacks you. Our mind works in mysterious ways. The Lord works in mysterious ways, but our mind does too. I've used this thing before, but think about the number 8. Think about the number 8. Think of the, you know, the S, and you go back up and the S. Just in your mind, think of the number 8. Think of the number 8. Now stop thinking about the number 8. Stop doing it. Don't think about the number 8. Don't think about the number 8. Stop doing it. Think about the number 1,000. 1,000. 1,000. 1,000. The point is this. Your mind works that way. You cannot stop thinking about the number 8 until you replace it with something else. Once it's been put in there. Now you may not have... Your mind may be more complex than that, but that's basically how the mind works. And when temptation and all these things come and trials come, listen, you've got to have some things in your mind. And in your, which, by the way, that is your heart. Your heart is your mind, will, and emotions in the Bible. You understand that, right? Heart in the Bible, most of the time, is not the pumping organ in your chest. It's your mind, will, and emotions. And as you face the battles, as you face the temptations, as you come to that evil day, you need some scriptures in your heart. You need some memorization of scriptures in your heart that you may be able to replace whatever the devil's implanted in you and think upon and battle him with the Word of God. Does that make sense to you? I mean, to me, that's pretty simple. But to some, it's so complex. I'm just saying, when you are faced with a temptation, when you are brought up with a trial comes in your life and you feel so discouraged and so down, and you have looked within your heart and you know there's no sin in your life, or at least no known sin, and you may see of no reason why this thing has come into your life, maybe you ought to start quoting some scriptures. See if there ain't the old devil trying to get you down, because he's out to destroy you. Right? No distractions in here tonight. Look at that verse again now. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Again, you do not know when that day is going to be. That day could be today. So because you don't know, listen, because you don't know when that day is going to be, you better be prepared. That means you have to be prepared every morning to face that evil day. Will you say, I haven't had an evil day in a year? It may be tomorrow. It may happen tomorrow. You better be ready. You better take up your sword, do some reading. You better do some praying. You better be ready to face the battle, because it could be today. And having done all, stand. Take a stand. I tell you what, taking a stand today is not popular. It is not popular, but do not give in to Satan. Do not give in to the world. And above all, don't give in to your old flesh, right? And we do. And, well, we could name some stuff we all give into, but let's stand. Let's live lives that are pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. You don't know when that evil day is going to be. I don't know how many of you have never seen that verse in that light. I had read that verse 1,000 times, and I heard a message on a pastor preaching it that way. I said, that's it. The evil day. You don't know when that day is going to be. But that day might be today. Let's be ready to face the battle. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for your love and all you've done for us. Lord, we again ask that you would help us as we try to walk for you and live for you. And as we put on the whole armor of God, help us as we face those temptations, as we face the tempter and his wiles and his fiery darts. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would just strengthen us for that work. We thank you tonight for Vacation Bible School. We thank you for all those who've worked so hard. Lord, here in just a few minutes, there's going to be a time of invitation for these kids. And Lord, we just pray that you would work in a mighty way. Lord, we pray that nothing would go wrong. And God, that just things would work well. And Lord, these kids, their hearts would be touched and convicted by the Holy Spirit. We'd see some saved. Again, we thank you for these who come out tonight. And Lord, just bless them for their being here. Help us again, Lord, to put on that whole armor of God. In Jesus' name, amen.